You never know, Ari and I.
Now the lights dim low, soon we'll start the show.
Here comes L.F. Edward.
Welcome to Midwood Files. My name is L.F. Midwood, and this is going to be a tough one. I've kind of reached the conclusion that I can't continue to do this. In the sense of my depression has reached it's reached depths that I haven't really shared with people, and I apologize for that. I had a long conversation with JL prior to going live tonight, and I had hoped to be able to give Pinball Wizard a call because I think he kind of deserved to hear it from me rather than from me recorded, but I didn't get the time to do it before I was supposed to go live. I think over the last couple of few weeks, even going into months now, I've certainly alluded to the fact that I've been in a funk, for lack of a better term. My depression has reached depths that I've never really experienced before, and I don't know how to handle it. I think I would have probably stopped doing this a while ago. And when I say a while ago, I mean a while ago. But it was in my head. I think it was the only way that I was able to communicate with the bunny. And I think I've come to understand that I'm chasing a ghost. there isn't going to be any return. And while that singularly is not the sole reason for my depression, it certainly is a factor in regards to this program. It's hard to come out here every week and be honest about how you feel, which is why I haven't, quite frankly. Like I said, and it's very rare. I mean, you know, obviously people who have historically listened to this program obviously understand that I've been exceedingly honest and candid, I guess maybe the word would be. And I don't feel that I've been able to do that for the last couple of few months. And that has more to do with expressing the depth of my sorrow. And while it's true that sad birds still sing, I just there's just no joy. I mean, I'm not finding any joy anywhere is what it comes down to. And I don't really think that that's anybody's fault in particular. I think it's my wiring. I've had conversations, as I said, I had a 3-hour conversation with John Lightning, and I certainly had a rather long conversation with Gina. And yes, it's true that most likely what I'm experiencing is part and parcel of bipolar disorder. Like I said, I've never had a down like this, but I think I had a lot of stuff thrown on top of it. There's been domestic going on, you know, not so much problems here, but certainly health issues and things of that nature. And there's friends, as I said, who have been going through things that affect me because I care about them, and I don't want to make their issues about me, but you know, you feel things. I'm not totally devoid of emotional currency. I'm just a poquito amount. I guess, you know, it's been suggested to me that I should continue to come out here and just do news and or fake news or quasi news and current events and opinions and stay away from the personal stuff. But there is no show without the personal stuff. There's no me. And I almost feel to a certain degree that over the course of time, I've probably revealed too much of myself in a certain sense. And you can't undo things. You know, there's a certain expectation, I suppose, for me to be me. And I'm not capable of being me right now. And it's been a long time, you know. I think both Gina and John were surprised at this sudden revelation, but it's not been sudden. I've been talking about this even here, I think, in regards to, I think I mentioned last week, whereas my crack psych team, and I think highly of them, so I'm being only somewhat sarcastic, check myself in if it came down to that. You know, if it gets that bad. And all that would entail would be, again, probably intake over at Butler, and then a little bit of observation, whether a couple hours or a couple days, and possibly a meds overhaul, which might not be a bad idea anyway, and then suggested outpatient. And I'm not going to do outpatient. The main reason I'm not going to do outpatient is that, well, one, most people know I don't play well with others, which is true. I don't see, and I've discussed this, so this isn't just my own opinion. I've discussed this with my counselor, and I've discussed it with my shrink, and I've discussed it with John, and I've discussed it with Gina, and I've discussed it. It's been discussed. The idea becomes, I don't see any value in an outpatient group type situation. I'm not telling my story again. And if you don't know the story, then you don't know me. What would be the point of going in there and not talking about that? I mean, you know, I don't know if these things are like, you know, AA meetings, and I've never been to an AA meeting. As far as I know, I don't need to go to an AA meeting. But I think the value in that type of therapy, just like any other type of therapy, is sharing. And I've shared with everybody that I plan on sharing with. I can't do it. I literally don't have the strength to do it again. I literally do not have the strength to do it again. Long-time listeners to this program obviously have a pretty good idea of you know, who I am, where I've been, and what my life is, you know. And I have to stress, and this is really important, I don't think that the environmental aspect of my life, which is far from ideal, is a significant factor in my depression. I'm dealing with bad brain chemistry. I didn't choose this, as they say. It's not a matter of, oh, well, if I got that, or I stopped doing this, or... It's been a long time since I've been happy, and it was for a short window, and then it closed. So, I really don't know. I don't know how to describe it. You know, it's. I find myself going through, to a certain degree, going through motions in the sense of. You know, things are situational. It's like, oh, I'm on fire. Put the fire out. You know, it's not like I'm kind of reacting, and I'm just kind of. I mean, I think the people around me, if they could put this into a larger context, would maybe notice that I'm not resisting things as much. I'm just kind of going with it because I just don't have the energy. It just seems pretty much pointless. It all seems pretty much pointless, quite frankly. And while it's been suggested to me, and it may actually wind up being valid, that perhaps I would do more harm than good if I opted to discontinue the program. I don't know, because I've never discontinued the program. You know, I've said many times that this is the thing that grounds me, and I'm just talking to a ghost is what it comes down to. I think from the time that this thing moved into solo and video, which was shortly, not that long after it was started, I think it changed for me. I think to a large degree, I think that this has given me the capability, at least in my own head, you know, like I said, a little delusion of going back to a time when I was able to have a conversation with a friend of mine, and we could talk about pretty much anything. And those days are gone. They're finished. So I could continue to have that thing in my head, which apparently has no impact upon the real world. Or I could face up and say, you know what? I think maybe it's time... time you got with the program, man. And I don't want to be that sad guy. I think it's too late. I think I put way too many cards on the table, and I think I put them on the table in an attempt to I'm not even sure why I put them on the table. I think under different circumstances I wouldn't have. I don't really know. I'm not even 100% sure what I've been doing here for the last year and a half. I mean, I know what I've been doing, and I remember this started out as the cathartic search for the white whale. You know, some of you may recall that terminology. And there's no white whale, and I'm pretty sure I'm not even on a boat. And if I am on a boat, I'm going to need a bigger boat. You know? I think this is beyond me. I think this is bigger than me. I don't even think I'm able to intellectualize this anymore. That's the thing. I mean, I see myself in the picture, so I'm self-aware. But I think there's that moment of every person who's ill to one degree or another. When you you admit to yourself just how ill you are, you know, and the you stop saying, well, it's not that bad, or I can deal with this, or, you know, I'm gonna have to deal with it, obviously, I've made promises to people that I care about that I would stay on the planet for as long as possible. So there'll be no suicides or attempts to hurt myself or anybody else for that matter. As I said, I think the time for that passed. That was going to be something that would have been something that would have been taken care of in 2000. And that's long gone. That ship sailed, as they say, right? It's hard, you know. It's hard for me in the sense of there are people hurting. There are people that I care about that are hurting that I can't do anything about that. Some of them I can't even communicate with at all. Some sort of Morse code, like eye blinking thing, like I'm a hostage. Yeah, that's actually kind of funny. I've been a hostage to myself, really. I think my expectation has been unreasonable. I think I just can't do this, is what it comes down to. I think it's part of a process for me to kind of come to the realization that things are never going to be the same again. And that happens. I think we all know that, right? Something happens and like that. It's different. It'll never be the same again. And, you know, I remember myself. I think back to when I started, you know, halfway through this. And I was into this, you know. Because, again, I was able to have it. I was talking to one person, you know. All the rest of you was just very. I was talking to one person. I was like, just, you know. I guess it's almost like those things where people have to do, like, public speaking, you know. And, they say imagine your audience naked or something along those lines, and it's just some sort of device that you use in order to be able to go out there and do it, you know. And I think that's what I've been doing. And I think I've embarrassed myself, is what I think. I think maybe I stepped outside myself in the last couple few hours, and I think I've done it. I think I've popped out like once or twice, a few times, and I genuinely felt sad for myself, because I never really, you know, there's always this thing about, like, hope. You know, there's always this thing about maybe things will go back to a time and you're able to relate, roll back the clock in that sense. You know, you don't have any huge expectations for the sky to fall open or people to disappear or anything of that nature. Nope. Just to be able to be what you once were before you once were. And not possible. And I think that alone, I probably could have been dealing with okay, because I think I kind of have that. I think it's a process. I think it's a painful process. I think it's called letting go. And when I think about how much the gravity of that relationship, of my relationship with the money, has always affected everything else, much to the detriment of other people in these relationships, and my lack of presence. Just from what I had emotionally invested in that, there was always, well, you know, maybe we could play Scrabble again someday or something, you know, something, anything. But it doesn't work that way. Life's not like that. And, you know, I was having a part of the conversation with JL was about God, which is always comical because, you know, obviously John doesn't believe in God. I'm back to being mad at God. I think I've talked about that. I think I've said that. I've said that more than a few times. So it's like, again, you know, if you saw where this was going, there was a process here. I don't know if anybody who actually pays attention would be surprised that I'm in over my head. And I need to stop. I need to stop doing this. Now, conversations with John always follow the, well, why don't you take some time off, see how you feel, take a week, take a month, take a whatever, and I think that, only 20 minutes in, he says, I think that that's what I'm going to wind up doing. I think that I need to, step away. Now, I know that there are people who, for some unknown reason, live vicariously through this program, and I feel some responsibility to you. I think you know who you are. The program has given me an opportunity to make friends, which I don't really do very well. So, I know that I've been outspoken on mental illness, and to some degree or another, been inspirational. To people, and I don't want the fact that I'm unable to do this be something that is a negative. I think what I'm doing is I'm looking and I'm being realistic about what I can do, and so it would seem I have limitations. I think we all have limitations. And I guess it's taken me about a year and a half, maybe a little bit more, I'm not even sure anymore. I know I took off one show for similar reasons, actually, last year, right before Charlottesville. And I just consider this part of being honest, and I don't know how long I could have kept doing this if I didn't reach this. I don't know what meltdown would have been. You have to remember, you're only seeing me for a 90-minute slice at most, a 90-minute slice a week. You're not there for the other 6 days and 22 and a half hours. This is something that has permeated my personal life. Without a doubt, this isn't just, oh, well, I can't do, I'm having problems functioning. Again, I say no joy. You know, there's just those little things that's like, oh, you know, my cat, you know what I mean? Or, you know, food still, I guess. And I'm worried I'm losing weight and I don't want to put weight back on. So I got to be careful about that. I got to be careful about everything. I got people that I need to be there for, because they've been there for me, and I owe them that, and I love them. I need to do that, you know, and that's, it is what it is. I mean, that's, it's not, you know, I kept saying I wasn't in crisis, and I'm not even sure what this is. I don't know what this is, but I know I've never felt like this, and I think it's just compounded. I think it's just any one of these things alone would be hard. One of them would be devastating. Otherwise, you kind of group it all together. And you know, I've come out here and I've left blood on the stage every time. And I think I always talked about being a limited edition in that sense, not being able to. Sustain. When we talk about sustainability, and I'm not a good liar. I wish I were a good liar. You know, all those years with Randy Steele, you'd think I would have learned to be a good liar, but not a good liar. I'm not even really. I don't know what to. You know, I think the idea of. Of coming eventually out, because I'm sure there are people out there who are at this point in time saying to themselves, well, one, why doesn't he work it through live and put on a little freak show for us, because that's what he's always done before. Well, freak show's over, for one, and two, this is the lowest I've ever been, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to come through this because there are no other options. I've left myself with no other options. I painted myself into a corner. I've made promises. I can't have people feeling like they put me in a situation where I had to hurt myself. I can't have that. I can't have that. Nor can I hurt the people who care about me by hurting myself. Can't have that. Not in the least bit. Now, while it's... I got no choice. I got to move forward. Either I got to stop, which is what I'm talking about doing, or I have to move forward. Now I need to stop. I need to lick my wounds. I need to crawl into bed. And I need to watch something. I don't know. But a lot of it. I'll binge something. Just shut the fuck down, basically. And that'll eventually pass. Because that's what happens when you make the commitment to continue breathing. That's what happens. Now, people are like, well, what happens, you know, what about when you start to feel better? And my answer to that is, yeah, I may feel better. I may feel a lot better. And then eventually, it's going to be one of these holes coming up. And then it's up. And then it's down. And then it's up. And then it's down for the rest of my life. So, while it's true that I can, quote unquote, see past it, which is what causes most people to kill themselves, by the way, they can't see past it. So, yes, I'll be able to see past it. But in the distance, there'll just be another deep, dark hole. And, I honestly don't feel that I can. I just don't have the desire. I don't have the desire. I don't want to see myself degenerate like that. In public. How's that? How's about my dignity and my self-respect actually meaning something to me for a moment, for a split second in time? I've put so many cards on the table. I've shown so many things that most people wouldn't have the guts to do, period. They just wouldn't even occur to them, let alone guts. I don't even know if it's about guts. I think it's about it just wouldn't even occur to them because most people don't do that. They don't expose themselves. They don't do it. And that's probably a good thing. Now that I think about it, that's probably a good thing. I know John and I know Gina are saddened by this news. Certainly, they're the only people that I've been able to speak to about this prior to. Again, out of respect for John, I'll leave it floating with I'll have to re-examine where I'm at. I just don't know. I wish there was something that I could say. I'm not even 100% sure that I'm conveying what's going on here. I don't even know if I can. So I guess maybe the hard to fail at something. Maybe this was one of those there's no wrong answer kind of things. Maybe. I can't do this right now. And I tell you, I really would if I could. I almost feel as if I'm being selfish in the idea of saying that, oh, I'm not doing this anymore. I mean, like I said, a year and a half ago, I wouldn't have cared. You know, like I think I've alluded to very many times, I've kind of I've obligated myself up the wazoo to various people, various things. I've signed contracts. None of them smell like sulfur. But I'm one of those free and wild things, you know, so once you start to cage me in, I get a little... And that's where I'm at. And I guess I'll make myself laugh. I'll be laughing all the way, you know, like it's like the weasels from friggin' Roger Rabbit. One of these days, you're gonna die laughing. What? I don't know. Maybe that's true. So, who knows, you know? Maybe the idea that this is actually therapeutic and not, you know, winds up being a positive rather than a negative. I guess I have to subtract it to really find out. You know, I don't know if there's anything that can occur or make me happy. You know what I'm saying? It's not. I don't think it's like, oh, if I got that or I got that or this happened or that happened. I don't think it's that kind of thing. You know, I know it's not that kind of thing. I don't want you to think it's that kind of thing. I guess maybe would be the accurate way to phrase it. So, you know, and it's... I feel bad, I do. I feel bad, you know, I've obligated myself to John. I mean, I've tried to uphold whatever, you know, and I have to point out that even in... the past tense, because I haven't had the opportunity to speak to John in a while, right? In the past tense of explaining to him that I had stopped back announcing tracks, you know, and I wasn't announcing the name of songs after I played them, there was a silence. There was a, you know, you could just, and then I even said, boy, that was a long silence. And he goes, and I'm like, you know what? And then I went to the whole thing, and it's, just jamming me up, man. Just making it that much harder. And, I think he gets it. I think he gets that I need to. I don't necessarily think, and he may be right. Like I said, he may be right. You know, I don't, this isn't going to be back in a week, though. I tell you that much. This isn't going to be one of those things. This is going to be, you know, because I don't see the point. This is, I guess, really maybe important to mention, you know, in whatever process is at work here. I don't see the point in coming back and trying to mount some sort of effort if I can't sustain it. See, that's the thing. I'm talking to you now, and I'm going back to that term, sustainability. I don't have sustainability. I have to reinvent why I do this. I have to find another reason why I do this. And this winds up being a terribly long conversation element with John Lightning. And I have yet to have it with Gina, but I'm sure I will. She's just starting to start up production on her own again, which is good. There's that idea of, there's gotta be a reason that you do it. You know, some people are like, oh, I do it 'cause I have to do it. And it's like, it's recently come to my attention that nobody has to do anything if they don't want to. I don't have a reason to do this anymore. I don't have a reason to do this anymore. Remember that. Right? I can't do it for Gina, I can't do it for you, I can't do it for John, I can't even do it for the bunny, it seems, right? Yeah. Can't do it. I'm just going to, go into retirement and pet my cat, you know, so, who's actually faring a lot better now that the 4th of July has passed, yay. I think maybe I could spend a little time just yammering about some other stuff. I don't, you know, I see a level of redundancy here, and I don't want that to happen. maybe some non-sequiturs. The roof will be repaired relatively soon, probably within the next couple of months, but certainly before the summer's over, I should say. The loan on that came through, so we will be able to replace the roof, which is really good news. Because like I said, it had started that little, whatever was going on, it started to spread to the bedroom, and that's not good. But this room, for those of you who care, that now has all the equipment in it, is safe, which is really kind of ironic considering. But again, this is Gina's office, and she'll be starting up production relatively soon. And that's got nothing to do with you, so she's got a way different audience, as they say. So that's good news. You know, I think we only need to get 6 more months out of the vehicle we're using currently, which sucks. But I think within 6 months, that's going to take care of itself as well, too. So that's the thing. I think as far as my health goes, I've been losing weight, but I really have been losing weight more because I haven't been really eating a whole lot. And I think that that's tied into the depression. It's perfectly normal for depression, I guess, for depressed people. Huh? What else did I want to mention? You know what I've been meaning to mention for months now? And I think I mentioned a couple of people in private conversation. I'm a big sci-fi fan, you know? And, you know, obviously, live and breathe Star Wars. But most of you may not know this. My favorite sci-fi movie of all time is Blade Runner. Harrison Ford, you know, 1982, and about the same time as E.T. was out. Great dark movie. Which is actually a screenplay based upon a short story by Philip K. Dick entitled Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep? So if you ever see the Blade Runner novel, it's the screenplay. The original short story was just that, a short story. There's been several versions of it released for different audiences. There was the international version, there was the U.S. version, there was controversy in regards to the version with the narrative and the version without the narrative. I actually like the version with the narrative. That's, you know, me. But I think a couple years on my birthday, I bought the Blu-ray edition, so it's got all 5 copies. I think there's 4 or 5, plus there's a work copy, which was very raw storyboard chop type stuff that they put together, which was like really, really cool if you're into it. I love the friggin' movie. I usually watch it on my birthday. In or around, usually. So there were some novels that were released. I think it was 2 of them, maybe, that were released that were continuations of the movie storyline, but never made in the movies. So I was like, oh, all right. Mm. And a couple of few years ago, there was talk of finally putting... there was going to be another Blade Runner movie, so... I don't recall being very happy about the notion, because my understanding is that it was going to be a reboot. In the entire sense, they were just going to totally reboot the whole storyline. So I was like, ah, they're going to fuck this up. You know, and it's like, I really, no matter what it was, I knew I was going to be compelled to watch it, because, well... And, oh man, and I was dreading it, and I was dreading it, and I was dreading it, and, they finally put it, I think it was, Blade Runner 2049, I think, or 2048, I can't, I don't remember, 100% off thing, and, Ryan Gosling was cast as, friggin' Harrison Ford was in it, so it's like, oh, wait, so it's not a reboot, so I was only like, well, that would be harder to fuck up, you know what I mean, and then... I was thinking, well, hopefully it's not the novels that I read, because that would suck. I already know the storyline, you know? So it wasn't. It was an entirely different storyline. I have to honestly say, I was thoroughly pleased with the film. Thoroughly, thoroughly, thoroughly pleased. I mean, I was really surprised how much I was pleased with the film. So I just felt compelled to mention that, because I haven't in months now. For some reason, it just has totally eluded me, you know? And I felt like doing that. That's probably what I'll do. Maybe I should cut down on television and get back into film. I know I should read. I think my meds are probably going to need an overhaul. I think we had this conversation. I had it with you, myself, whoever. and that may help across the board. Those of you who are on psych meds long term obviously know that there are whole other layer of the onion, as they say, in regards to side effects and whatnot. So I don't know how that's gonna go. Who knows? That may be the magic bullet. Maybe we'll just switch up meds and I'll be, you know, not feeling like this. You know, and you wanna know something? This is really funny. I said this to John on the phone and it scared me when I said it. It's like, you know what? This where I'm at right now scares me because I have not hit bottom. But 180 degrees from where I am right now scares me even more. There's just, this is the thing. There's never, I never get it right. I never get it right. Whatever it is, I never, it's this or this, or there's a problem or there's something, you know, I've been broken for a long time. I've been broken for a long time. And, like I said, I latched on to the time that I was happiest in my life ever. And I think that's where I got off. That's where I got off the elevator. And that's, I'm sitting there pressing the button and I'm waiting. And I don't know if that's uncommon. I don't really know. Like I said, everybody has suffered for it. You know, you could arguably say that it's been irresponsible for me to enter in any sort of relationship. It's true. It's indefensible. I don't have any excuses whatsoever at all. I tried to do the best that I can, and I failed. I was telling John, like, again, I rode those dice. I lost. I know why I'm here. No one to blame but myself. No one. Not one person. Except myself. I think we all have an inherent sense of right and wrong. And I think even through my fucked up brain chemistry, I think I should have been able to not try to continually destroy myself. But I did a pretty good job. You know, we go back to I'm gonna slip back into this again. I had to mention the Blade Runner thing. Total non sequitur. I just had it. Like, it's like, well, if I never do this again, if you never hear my voice again, I wanted you to know that I really dug that Blade Runner movie. But no, I'm not. I don't know what could happen. I don't know. I'm not, you know, and I know Pinball Wizard gets all over my ass about this, but it's like, I'm not captain of my own ship. I have zero to no options. And now I even have less. I don't even have the emergency parachute fucking... don't have that anymore. That's done. Like, I can't do that. There's nothing. There's nothing. There's just hard road of up and down and up and down and up and down and suck. There's just suck. And, I feel bad because there are people who want to help me. Obviously, I'm fortunate, right? I mean, I have people around me who care about me and want to help me, and can't. There's nothing anybody can do for me. That wouldn't cause destruction of their own. Yeah. I guess maybe I'll continue to think that. I go back to God and I'm like, I don't know what I did, you know. I don't know why God would I don't know. You know, I look back and I'm like, I'm an asshole, but I'm not that much of an asshole. Am I? Maybe. You know, is it... Can't be karmatic or something. I never really bought into that, maybe. I don't know. You know, John Lennon and his fucking instant karma. It's like, yeah, thanks, man. You know, Eastern karma. That's the Western karma. Like, yeah, smack a fly and you get hit and somebody drops a save on your head. It's like, no, it doesn't work like that. So... And, you know, I've embraced Christianity. I'm interfacing God in this manner, and, I'm still praying my fucking rosary. You know who I'm praying it for. Praying my rosary. Everybody else is on the prayer list, but the rosary is reserved. That's what I'm saying. the Catholic thing, right? And I just feel like I'm kind of crawling across the finish line. I'm just so tired all the time. All the fucking time. I don't know. You know, some of you out there, I know you know what I'm talking about. And I salute you for finding things in life that that you can be joyful about and find some joy in. Whether they be small things or not so small things, it's great. You know, that's really great. I hasten to say, I think that this collapse probably would have started a lot earlier if I hadn't taken the road that I've taken as far as these programs and contacting people. I think I was headed this way anyway. I really honestly do. And I think that, you know, maybe we all get what we deserve. Maybe we all wind up where we deserve. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's what I'm not getting. Maybe ultimately that's not what I'm getting, you know. The idea of purgatory no longer appeals to me. I don't really, I've been, you know, I've been here longer than I was in prison. Prison was easier. Yeah. Everybody's grumpy in prison, you know. Nobody's happy in prison. It's like, so all you gotta do is it, and you're in. Set. Fucking a lot harder out here, you know. There's so many moving parts. You know, I say it all the time. There's so many fucking moving parts that it's like crazy, crazy, crazy. I'm just kind of like searching around. I just, you know, like I said, it's almost, this is, I actually literally feel that this may be the last thing I ever do. This may be the last thing I'm talking into the mic thing here. Maybe. I don't know. There's so much music I wanted to play. Pinball Wizard is going, now you're saying it. No, but it's true. There's so much more music that I wanted to play. Not just, you know, more music, but like specific things. I've always obviously used the music to communicate things that I was unable to. Which is really not a whole lot, as we've discussed earlier in the program. I really expose myself. And it's easier to do when you're thinking in terms of showing that to someone that you trust. You know, it's a whole other thing. It's like a whole other thing. I can't think. I was thinking of drinking. I'm like, how many times have I cried? You know, I heard tell, and somebody got around emailing me that the LF Midwood drinking game, where every time I cried, you had to take a shot. So, you know, because I went long periods of time without crying. Long periods of time. And I'm even beyond, that's even now, even right now, even emotionally right now, I'm so past that. I'm just so, I don't know, you know, I'm at the point where, like, even talking to most people in the last couple of months, I've said, in regards to myself and my own feelings and my own emotions and expressing where I'm at, I kind of just almost kind of said whatever was the path of least resistance, you know. And it's got nothing to do with them. It's got to do with, I spent a fair amount of time listening to them and absorbing what they were going through and what they're feeling, which is important to me because, again, these are people I care about. But it's almost like I haven't really shown what's going on. Like I said, little dribs and drabs here, but nothing, not like, you know, I haven't been able to do that for a while. I think there's only so much you get. There's only so much, I mean, like, really, you know? I've certainly, at least as far as this thing here goes, I think I certainly gave a lot more than I'll get back, which is fine. I didn't do it to get anything back. I did it because I think we discussed why I did it, right? I think, you know what I'm saying? I think I'm actually going to get out of here. I can't really think of anything else you know, that matters, literally. I'm not angry. You know, I'm not like, I put this in and I should have got, no, that's cool. You know, for those of you that have been there from the beginning, man, you folks need a life for sure. I appreciate the encouragement that I've gotten along the way. Certainly hasn't been easy at times for anybody, I guess. I could be rather painful to listen to, or so I'm told. I would honestly, in my heart of hearts, like to be able to sit behind this microphone again. And I will have it be one of the things that I try to do, that I genuinely and sincerely try to do in the process of trying to get back to, not even back, try to get out of where I am and have some sort of different perspective that perhaps prevents this from happening again. I don't really know. I mean, I don't want this to be the boy who cried wolf. Wolf. I think it's, like I said, it's been a year and a half since I went on hiatus for one show. I'd like to add, I had to come back for Charlottesville, you know. And you know what? I mean, that's a whole other thing there, where, you know, there's so many things here that I did and that I covered because they meant something to me. They were important to me, and they were important to people that I care about. I feel bad that I'm not going to be able, you know, to continue to do that. Some of those things really hurt to do in the process. I think I've kind of talked about that to one degree or another. More accurately, I've talked about that as much as I'm ever going to talk about that. So yeah, I feel that I'm letting myself down in that arena. No, I'd like to say that there's too many of you to thank by name, but there aren't. again, you know who you are. I appreciate y'all even taking the time, considering the amount of media that one is able to consume in this internet age. I thank you all for coming along for the ride. And again, I will work hard at making myself as better as I can be. And we'll take it from there. So, one last track, and sayonara for Mr. Midwood. Let's see if I can finally get this right. Nah, it's that airplane shit. You know, just for those of you keeping score, I never did update this machine to Windows 10. I have to do that. I obviously have to do that. So, for reasons other than other than this. Anyway, let me play this last track, and then we'll be out. So. Thanks all, and like I said, what else there is to say? I think I pretty much covered it.
Down. back on my feet again. Is this real? Is it pretend? I'll take a stand until the end. I'll get by. I'll survive. When the world's crashing down, when I fall and hit the ground, I'ma turn myself around. Don't you try to stop me.
Been listening to the Midwood Files on Radio New York International. Thanks for listening.